this, guys. Proverbs 20 and verse number 6. Bible says there, it says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. Let's read that together if we can. You got to follow me, guys. Got to follow me. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find it. I'm so proud of you guys. All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for these guys being here, Lord. I pray that, God, you would bless our time in class today. Lord, please, God, would you take over and just meet with us. And God, do a work in our hearts and our minds. Lord, help us to be the young men that you want us to be. Lord, it is true the devil's after us every single day and the world is constantly pounding on us, Lord. We've got to be serious about that, about this, Lord, and about receiving something from you. Pray you would please, God, help us to be strengthened by the time that we have in class today, Lord. It's vital. It's important. And help every guy to be tuned in and to give effort to get something from you. Please give me, Lord, the right words and thoughts and spirit to get this across and convey it in a way that would please you, in a way that would be helpful to the guys in this room. And Lord, I pray that you would make us all more like you. Help us to hear your voice through the preaching. Lord, we love you. Pray you bless our day. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Thank you guys for standing. I appreciate that. Guys, what I'm going to talk about today is not usually, it doesn't get most of the hype or the praise or any of the publicity, but I'll just say from the jump, guys, this is something that I saw in the mentors and in the men specifically that have impacted my life the most. It's something that I aspire to be and that I work at, and it's one of my highest goals, something that I strive for. Just as a way to kind of stir, I'll give it to you in a moment. You can probably guess it, but often in the Bible, God is referred to as this. Many different times. Just some highlights of that would be Deuteronomy 7:9, 1 Corinthians, there's two references there, 10:13, 1 John 1:9. Several times God is referred to by this trait. Some other great men in the Bible, Moses, Samuel, David, Abraham, Daniel, Paul, Silas, some of Paul's helpers, Tychicus and Epaphras are described as this. Many of these things, guys, it's the goal that we're looking for. It's required in stewards, the Bible says. And it's something that we are on the lookout for in young men, especially because you guys will carry the torch and continue things on when some of the other ones pass off the scene. You say, what is it, Brother Tom? Verse number 6 at the end, but a faithful man who can find. Guys, what does it mean to be faithful? It's a simple concept, but what does it mean to be faithful? We've heard it probably since we were born, most of us, but what does it mean?
Loyal.
Loyal, okay. Let's keep rolling with that. That's a good start.
Consistent.
Consistent. I like that word. What else can you guys think of? Micah again?
Like you're dedicated to one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess trustworthy.
Yeah, trustworthy. Uh-huh. Reliable, dependable, right? Those kind of words pop into our minds. Guys, listen, please lock in today. This is something that we all need. Listen, if you're doing great in here today, you know what? You need to be faithful. You may have had a great week. You may have had a great last year. You may have been rolling in your Christian life and doing well, but I'm challenging you today. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. Listen, I'm sure I'll mention these things throughout the message, but listen, I've seen a lot of guys with a lot of talent, but if they're not faithful, you know what happens? They fall by the wayside. They fall off. They run their lives into a ditch. And I've seen a lot of guys, a lot more talented than me. Ethan, I've known guys that can naturally connect with guys. Like, man, it's crazy. I mean, these guys, we've had some experiences in this class over the years, man. But we've had some guys looking rough when they show up. And that's fine. We want them to be here, right? But they show up looking rough. And, you know, sometimes that can be kind of an awkward conversation. Like, so how's it going, man? Fine. You know, what kind of common ground do I have with this guy? And I've known some guys, man, they can just naturally connect with them. 2 minutes later, they got their arm around their shoulder praying with them. And you're just like, how do you do that? You know what? But if you're not faithful, that stuff goes to waste. Listen, I know guys that have that ability. They have that, I believe, spiritual gift God's given to them. They're not in church today. They're not using that. Guys that can speak, guys that can help people, guys that can reach out to people, and people will be very, very receptive to that. But they're not faithful. Man, guys, that's a problem. That's a huge problem. Listen, and can I challenge you now? You say, I'm young. I'm a teenager. Yeah, I get that. I know where the class that I'm standing in today. But you know what? You need to set that as a goal for your life. Listen, you may be the most talented guy in this room and fail. But like we talked about last week, even if you're not big time, you can be faithful. It takes no talent to be faithful. I want to preach about this today, and I'll just jump right into it. A faithful man. That's what I want to be, guys. That's what I want you guys to be. And let me just start by saying this. Listen, when we talk about faithfulness, what is usually the thing that we're hitting on? You guys are like, I'm writing down notes. Give me a moment. When we talk about faithfulness, usually what are we talking about? If I say, guys, be faithful. This class, I want you to be faithful. But usually, what are we talking about? Don't broaden it out. Just be specific. Every day, yeah. But usually we're talking about come to church, right? Just be, hey, be here, be here, be here, be here. And that's true. That's true. Listen, guys, being faithful to church after you get saved is one of the starting points of your Christian life. It's one of your foundations. But can I tell you, we got to broaden this out. It can't just be being faithful to church only, like this is talking about. You can come every Sunday and you need to. You're not going to make it without it. But it has to be every day. If you're faithful to God, guys, the other things will fall in place. If I'm faithful to God, I am going to read my Bible. If I'm faithful to God, I will be faithful to my ministry. If I'm faithful to God, then I will be faithful to church. These things will fall in place, but it has to start with my responsibility to the Lord. All right, so we're in Proverbs 20, verse number 6, a faithful man. Listen, that should be a goal of yours. Listen, I can't guarantee who will have the most talent. I can't guarantee who's going to make the most money in the future. I can't guarantee where you're going to live, what you're going to do. But listen, you need to lock it in now and say, I want to be a faithful man. Listen, guys, some of you may be pastors one day or missionaries. Be faithful. Be faithful. Whether you have a huge church or a tiny church, be faithful. Be faithful. You can't control some of those things. You can put in effort, but you can't control some of those things. But you know what you can control? Be faithful. You can control your level of faithfulness. You may be responsible for a class or a bus route or whatever it may be in the future. Listen, maybe you'll just be a guy that works a normal job and you have some kind of ministry in the church. Be faithful. Most of you guys will be married one day. Be faithful to that. You know, we live in a day and age, guys, where guys are not faithful to that anymore. Makes me sick, man. You got up in front of hundreds of people on a stage and promised to be faithful to that lady the rest of your life. And then when it doesn't get popular anymore, Ethan, we're like, I don't know about that. Garbage. You should have told us not to come to your wedding if that's the way that you treat it, right? People care all about having a great ceremony, but they don't care about having a good life. Listen, we need to be faithful. Point number one, I need to jump in. The rarity is emphasized. Rarity. It means it's sparse. It doesn't happen very much. Verse number 6, Proverbs 20, verse number 6. The rarity is emphasized. Why is this verse in the Bible? You know what it's saying? At the end of the verse, a faithful man who can find. You know what it's saying, guys? It's hard to find. Listen, you can't just pop up in Google search and find a faithful man. It's not that easy. I can't just get on Amazon and say, yeah, I need a faithful man to do this job and get 100 results popping up. It doesn't work like that. Listen, a faithful man is hard to find. The rarity is emphasized. And guys, notice the wording of this verse. We believe every word of the Bible is important, right? We believe it came from God. It's perfect, right? Right? You with me? So look at the beginning of the verse. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. Most men. First word, most, that's the majority. And men. Hey guys, that's us, males. Listen, the majority of us men, you know what we want to do? We want to talk a big game. We want to talk big. That's what the verse says. We'll proclaim everyone his own goodness. Hey, guys, you want to meet especially young men sometimes and talk to them. It won't take long before they tell you how good they are at this or that. And I get it, guys. We have egos, and that's fine. You don't want to be a doormat, and I understand that. There's a level of that that's fine, but usually it goes way past that level, and it becomes sin. Listen, but most men will talk big. Oh, I'm good at this, man. I'll tout myself as the best at this. Man, you know, I may not be good at this thing, but you get me in this situation, boy, I'm about to show off. Better watch out. Here I come. Listen, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. Guys, most guys will talk big. They'll tout themselves as the best. But what does the verse say at the end? But a faithful man. What is it? What is this verse saying, guys? It's saying this. If you want to hear, find a guy talking about himself, that's easy to find. That's everywhere. Man, I'm the best. And listen, it's fine to try to be the best on things. But you know, this verse is attacking pride. And what this verse is attacking, people talking a big game, but they don't do anything about it. What is it saying? It's saying, if you want to find a guy talking big, that's everywhere. You want to find somebody actually faithful, dependable, reliable, trustworthy, somebody I can count on. That's hard to find. That's very rare. That's sparse, guys. Hey, guys, when we have a tough job to do around the church, do you pop into somebody's mind and say, hey, we can count on him? Guys, that's what we need to be. The rarity that's emphasized. Listen, I talked about those people that have impacted my life in the fullest sense. Listen, I grew up at Woodlawn Baptist Church looking and looking up to faithful men. Guys, my life has been changed because of that. Listen, I'm thankful for that. Listen, I'm glad that you guys have heard some of these stories, but I'm glad when Brother Chuck Back was killing him and was bothering him every moment of the day, he still showed up and he did his job. Listen, guys, some of these men that I'm going to talk about, it's not even that I had a buddy-buddy close relationship with them and we would hang out on the weekends, all right? But it's that I would learn so much just from observing their lives because they were faithful. Hey, with some of them, I never had them get up and preach to me. But you know what, Ethan, just by watching their lives, it spoke so loudly. It was such an impactful statement that came from their lives, guys. Listen, why? Because they were faithful. The truth is, barely anybody is standing. Barely anybody is doing the job. Listen, guys, will you be faithful? You say, well, I don't have a big job. That's all right. Will you be faithful in the small jobs? Listen, the Bible says if you're faithful in that which is least, you'll be faithful in that which is much. A lot of guys have the wrong mentality that we think, man, as soon as they give me a huge job, as soon as they give me the keys to some big job and say, here, man, we're really counting on you, then I'll show up. No, if you don't show up in the small jobs, you won't show up in the big jobs. I have a lot of guys ask me, when can I preach in class? But I don't have many guys. Guys, I've tested it out. That board back there, I say, hey, can you take care of that? Can you keep the months updated and the days? Man, 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 that's not a huge job. But you know what I'm doing? I'm testing guys. Some guys, it's like, you know, middle of July and we're still in January on the calendar. And I'm like, dude, come on, catch up. All right. Hey, can you take care of picking up the trash? But son, that's not really what I had in mind. You know, that's not really catered to my particular skill set. Okay. Well, can you do that for me? And then the class looks like, you know, pigs ran through and it's all jacked up and messed up all the time. Guys, how can somebody get up and preach to others if they're not going to be faithful in the small things? You got to be faithful in the small things. It's reflected in the small things. Listen, the rarity is emphasized. The truth is that barely anybody shows up. I remember this lesson in my life. I was 13, 14 years old. We had a baseball team, and I heard talk about these new guys that we get. Oh, these guys are the best ever, man. These guys, they know what they're doing. They're going to really raise our level of play in a big way. I thought, all right, I'm looking forward to seeing these guys. We get out the first practice with our new crew that shows up. Somebody throws them, they're playing catch. Playing catch is the simplest part of baseball. You have one guy standing about 30 feet that way or longer. You throw the ball to him, he catches it. He throws it back to you, you catch it. That's it, playing catch. First time they throw a ball at this guy, he goes, and it hits him in the chest. And I'm like, we're in trouble, all right? That verse came to my mind. Everyone will proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. Everybody likes to talk up themselves. I'm good at this. I'm the greatest at this. I'm the best at this. But when it comes to actually showing it, guys, we lack severely. The truth is that barely anybody will do the job. Hey, guys, can I tell you, just being flat honest, we don't have enough men and young men working hard around here doing the jobs that we need to do. You know, we need a lot more young men, soul winners, giving out tracts, faithful, consistent. Hey, we've got a good crew and good group of guys from time to time. What's up, man? And I'm thankful for that. But you know what? We need a lot more. We need a lot more. Listen, can you be faithful? You say it takes no extra skill, no extra talent, no extra ability. It just takes doing your job over and over and over and over and over again, being counted on. Guys, that's what we need. The rarity is emphasized. The truth is that barely anybody does it. Psalm 12, verse 1, it says, the faithful fail from among the children of men. It says, help, Lord, the godly man ceases. The faithful fail from among the children of men. You know what it's saying? There's not as many faithful men as there used to be. Guys, this church was built on faithful people, faithful men. Guys, we wouldn't have a class today. We wouldn't have a church, period, if not for faithful men. You've heard these names, Brother Bob, my dad, Dr. Ron Fenwick, Chuck Webb, Brother Tripp, and so many others, Pete Lilly, and so many others, Brother Robert Thomas, and so many others. Listen, we could go and talk about all these guys, Brother Jack Wyatt, all these different ones throughout the years, guys. This is why we're here today. That's our lineage. That's our legacy. Listen, are we going to let it come to this generation? Then we say, I don't feel like it. Will you be faithful? The rarity is emphasized. And the trait that's brightly displayed in this verse, it's faithfulness. Hey, guys, notice the verse. It doesn't say everybody wants to talk a big game, but a talented man who can find. It doesn't say that. We can find guys with talent. We can find guys with skill. We can find guys that look smooth and are slick and are crowd pleasers and are eloquent. We can find those that are gifted and that are sharp and that are fancy. But it doesn't say all that. It says we can't find a faithful man. Hey, God, can I tell you, I've had experiences in my life. You walk into a church, and I'm not against these things. But I've walked into a church before, and there's a whole group of young, either late teenage or early adult young men, and they're standing there, and they're dressed up, and they look sharp, and they're strong, and they're fit, and they're carrying their Bibles, and they know what they're talking about. And you think, all right. Guys, but I've watched some of those, not every one of them, some of them have been a success in the ministry. But can I tell you, that was 10, 15 years ago. And I've seen a lot of those guys flop. And I'm not happy about that. But can I tell you, just looking sharp and just having a nice suit and looking like you know what you're doing and looking like you can play the part doesn't guarantee success in your future? That's what I'm trying to say. Listen, you've got to be faithful. Hey, guys, every stage of life you have challenges. You're a teenage young man. Will you be faithful in this stage? Because got news for you guys. It does not get easier. It gets harder. Be faithful now. Hey, as a teenager, are you faithful reading your Bible? Are you faithful in prayer? Are you faithful giving out tracts? Are you faithful honoring your parents? Are you faithful in your schoolwork that you're going to work hard? It doesn't mean you're the smartest guy in the room, but you should give your best effort. Hey, guys, how about this? Are you faithful in your attitude? We talk about this a lot. But I've said it a billion times, but I need to keep repeating it. There's some guys, one day you walk into church or you walk into school, man, how you doing? And they're the friendliest guy. Hey, man, good to see you. Everything's fine. The next day, how you doing? Don't talk to me. Are you kidding me? That's not pleasing to God. What does God say? God says you should be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. If we're Christians, that's the way we should be. I understand we all have good and bad days, but forget all that. It was the best day when Jesus saved your soul. And I'm glad he's not fickle like we are sometimes. I'm glad he doesn't say, I don't know if I'm going to keep you saved today. No, once he saved you, you're always saved. And I'm glad for that. He's stable. He's solid. And let us be that same way. Hey, guys, those of you that have grown up in this church, do you ever walk in church and Brother Bob's just having a bad day and up at the front, doesn't want to talk to anybody? Somebody comes up to him, get away from him. Never, right? Never. You know what? He's faithful. He's faithful. He's doing his job. He's in his place. He has a good attitude. He's ready to go. He's ready to go. Listen, guys, it doesn't say a talented, a skilled, a gifted man, a sharp man, a smart man. It says a faithful man. Will you be faithful? Hey, guys, this is not a flashy sermon. I get that. This is not something that you'll walk away and say, whoa, I've never heard that stuff before, but I don't care. It's what we need. It's what we need. The rarity is emphasized. All right, let's go over a couple of chapters. Chapter 28 of Proverbs. Chapter 28, and I'll show you one more verse. We'll get 2 points out of that and get you out of here. Don't forget, guys, you're taking those outlines. We want to see them and keep track of how many we get. So at the end of the month, we'll get rewarded
for that. That started this week, right?
Yeah, yeah. So if you have one from last week, just show us that. That'll start adding up. All right, Proverbs 28. Can I get somebody to read verse number 20 for me? Proverbs 28, verse number 20. Ethan.
The faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent.
Thank you, sir. All right. So we talked about the rarity is emphasized back in chapter 20. Faithful man, who can find? What is it saying? Hard to find. Man, it's hard to find. All right. Point number two. So what is being faithful? Here it is. Point number two. It's repeated effort. It's repeated effort. It's repeated effort. That's all it is. A faithful man. That's what I want to focus on in verse number 20. A faithful man. Those three words. Guys, we've talked about it. But what is being faithful? You know what it is? It's doing your job repeatedly. It's giving repeated effort. Hey, guys, it doesn't say you have to be the smartest man in the room. It doesn't mean you have to be the brightest guy in here. Doesn't mean you have to be the most skilled, most gifted, most talented. Forget all that. If those were the qualifications, all of us would be off the list, probably. It says a faithful man. You can be a faithful man. This should be hopeful to us. Say, I can do that. Hey, I may not be able to be like Pastor and get up and preach for 45 minutes and have people still awake at the end. You know, I may be up for 5 minutes and everybody's falling asleep, drooling on themselves. You may not be able to do that. Maybe God hasn't gifted you that way. But every man can be a faithful man. Everyone. Everyone. Listen, maybe you can't drive a bus. Maybe you can't be a bus captain. Maybe you can't do this or that. But you can be faithful. There's nobody that's disqualified from that. There's nobody exempt from that. It's repeated effort over and over doing the right thing. Hey, young man, today, will you do the right thing? You know what? In right here in this class it is? Paying attention. Having your Bible open, trying to listen, trying to learn what we say from the Bible because it comes from God. That's the right thing to do now. Hey, I'm glad for those of you that are doing it right now. Praise God. You're doing the right thing. How about next week? How about the week after? Hey, guys, how about in middle of February? How about when we get back to summertime and it's 95 degrees outside? You still going to be here, still be locked in? Hey, our coats won't be here and you won't have scarves and gloves. But will you be locked in? Will you have the right kind of attitude? Will you say, man, I'm hungry to get something from God? You say, what is that, Brother Tom? A super Christian? No, a faithful man. And can I tell you, that should be the normal thing. That verse we read back in chapter 20, I wish we could flip that around and God looks down at Woodlawn Baptist Church and say, most churches, there's not many faithful men. But that place, we got some guys there. Oh, may it be so, guys. May it be so. Hey, guys. We don't expect the young ladies to lead the work of God. They're supposed to be a helpmeet when they get married, right? So what does that mean? We need to have young men be leaders. Hey, guys, you're never going to lead a family until you can lead yourself and have God lead you in your life. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Listen, push the excuses aside. Hey, Ethan, you are how old?
15.
I'm just throwing this out there to get you guys thinking. I like Ethan. Ethan's a good guy. Ethan, say in 6-7 years, you're married. Wouldn't that be crazy? Can I tell you, though? Can I tell you? 6 or 7 years goes quick. It really does. So you know what that tells me, Ethan? If I'm a 15-year-old young man, all right, how am I living now? Guys, can I tell you, when you turn, Tim can attest to this because I'm the old dude. I'm the ancient dude in the room, but he's getting older too. I understand. I have him in here. It makes me feel bad. I'm kidding. Else we got all these young whippersnappers in here. But anyway, listen. Listen, 6 or 7 years flies. So what that tells me, if I was in his shoes today, how am I living today? Because, right, Tim, when you turn 18, it's not some magic feeling that you wake up one day and like, whoa, I'm a man now. Woo! This feels good. It doesn't work like that. You're the same guy. Your body may change some, but you're the same guy. Listen, guys, the patterns that you're setting now will be vital for that stage of your life. Hey, guys, learn your Bible. Find out what's in there. Find out why we believe what we believe. That'll be challenged. Hey, you think recovering fundamentalists is the last attack that we're ever going to face? No. There's more stuff coming. We need to know what the Bible says. Doesn't mean we need to be a walking dictionary, but we need to know what it says. What kind of patterns are you setting for yourself now? Some of you guys, you know, you got the list.
Yeah, one of these days, man, be married. I'm going to live here, drive this. I'm going to have a big house. I'm going to have it all down.
Hey, guys, some of those things you can't control. But you know what? You can control being faithful to the Lord every single day. Let's work at it now. Let's work at it. Some of you guys got great parents, and praise God for that. Thank God for that. But what kind of young man are you going to be? I've known people, they're the greatest people in the world. Honestly, they are awesome, have character, teach people right, and their kids, the next generation, flop. How's that happen? I don't think it's the parents' fault. Listen, guys, and you know what my job is? I can give you all this stuff and I can teach you all this stuff, but you got to grab it. Sometimes, even we're so worried, Tim, what are we going to do? This next generation, they don't want it. We don't have enough that are living for the Lord in this next generation. Can I tell you? All we can do is give it to you. You got to grab it for yourself. Somebody needs to get passionate and say, yes, I want to be a faithful man. Listen, those that have made an impact in eternity are those that are faithful. They may not have had thousands of people listening to them speak. They may not have picked up hundreds of people on a route. They may not be nationally known. Nobody on Twitter may care about them. But if you're faithful, God cares about that. That's where the lasting impact comes. It's a repeated effort over and over and over again. Sometimes, guys, it can be a lonely situation. When it says a faithful man, that's singular. That's talking about one guy. You say, why do you say that? Because Elijah, he thought he was the only one. Stood by himself on Mount Carmel against 850 contrary, wicked, false prophets. But he stood for God. Hey, Noah was seemingly like the only one standing for the Lord. Only eight people in the ark when the whole rest of the world was going against God. But he stood for what God wanted him to do. He was faithful. The lonely situation. But guys, it's a locked in source. You know, when you're faithful, all you care about is you care about what God wants you to do. That's how you become faithful, guys. Look at the next verse. All right, you're in Proverbs 28. Look at verse number 21. It says, to have respect of persons is not good. For a piece of bread, that man will transgress. That's a very interesting verse, but let me just cut to the chase. Respect of persons means you care too much about what people think. Tim, I'm not going to say that because my friends wouldn't like that. I'm not going to talk about God because they might give me a weird look. I'm not going to tell them I'm a Christian because that wouldn't fit in with how they want me to be. Having respect to persons is caring too much about impressing people. And what does it say at the end of the verse? For a piece of bread, that man will transgress. Guys, what does that mean? Get your brains rolling today. What does that mean? For a piece of bread, that man will transgress.
He will turn against you for anything.
Good. He'll do it. He'll sin for anything. Hey, guys, Ethan, if I care so much about impressing you and impressing certain people in my life, then I'll do anything to impress them. Guys, I've known guys growing up in this church get around a certain group of friends. I've never heard them say this stuff. They get around a certain group of friends and beep, 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 ha, ha, ha. And I'm thinking, what are you doing? Leave me alone, Tom. With my friends. Prefer a piece of bread that man will transgress. For nothing. Do it for anything. Listen, guys, do you around a certain group of friends, you joke in a whole different way than you joke around your church friends? Or for a piece of bread, that man will transgress. For nothing. For the smallest thing, he'll do it. And what do you get? People laughing? What do you get? Do you really think people like you just because you say that? That's fake. There's nothing real about it. It's repeated effort. What is being a faithful man? It's repeated effort, repeated effort, repeated effort. Listen, may it be that year after year, month after month, week after week, and it starts, guys, with day after day, moment after moment, that we just keep doing the right thing. Hey, guys, you may have woke up today, read your Bible. Praise God, you did the right thing. How about tomorrow? How about Tuesday? How about Wednesday? How about this week? Are you going to listen? For some of you, maybe you only read the Bible once or twice during the week. Can I challenge you? Crank it up. Crank it up. Do more. Listen, you say that's hard. Yeah, being a faithful man is hard, but it's worth it. That's where lasting impact comes. You want to change lives? You want God to use you? You want to make a difference in this world? It comes by being a faithful man. I was talking to somebody a couple days ago and we talk about, man, this day and age, people encounter problems and they quit. They quit. The average length, I forget the exact number, guys, but the average length of a pastor is about 3 to 5 years. I think sometimes God moves them, but I think sometimes they're moving themselves. That's my opinion, but I don't think that's a good thing, guys. We need to stick it out. And listen, we can't just point the finger at them because we're guilty of that same stuff ourselves. Oh, it's too hard. It's too hard. We got to crank it up. It's a lonely situation. You need to be locked in. You only care about what God thinks about God, what God wants. Listen, if you care about what God wants, then you'll be faithful. Listen, there's plenty of days, guys, I don't feel like reading my Bible. But you know what? I need to do it because this is what God wants me to do. And if I love him, I'm going to prove that. Hey, guys, there's plenty of Sunday mornings I wake up and I'm not hopping out of bed saying, it's church day. I was like, Lord, help me. I don't know if I can make it out of this bed, let alone all the way to church. You know, like, Lord, strengthen me. All right. Listen, and I'm exaggerating. But listen, guys, there's plenty of days I don't feel like coming. But you know what the Bible says? Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. Mm-hmm. Hey, God commanded me to be here. If I don't come, I'm sinning against God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I don't want to do that. And besides, you get all kinds of benefits from being faithful to church. I learn, I get encouraged, I get trained, I get equipped to fight the devil and to stand for God. The repeated effort. Hey, young man, will you have that repeated effort in your life and you have the Lord strengthening? You want to be on it. You want to be faithful year after year. Don't slack. Don't put it on cruise control. Listen, as I was trying to say with the example of Ethan, the kind of young man he is at 15, 16, 17, hey, Ethan, that'll set you up for the kind of man you'll be at 21 and 22 and 23 and so forth. And whenever you get married, I'm not putting a prophecy on it. I ain't one of them kind of preachers, all right? I've heard some preachers, in the next 2 years, I'm like, don't you start with that, all right? You ain't Isaiah or Jeremiah. You know what I'm trying to say? Listen, a faithful man, it's repeated effort. You know what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy? He says, continue thou in the things that thou hast heard and been assured of. Guys, that's being faithful. Continue. Stay on it. And you'll get the Lord's strengthening. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It'll be hard to be faithful sometimes. Plenty of times. But guys, you go to God when you're weak and he will give you the strength to keep on going. The rarity is emphasized, the repeated effort. Point number three. The results are enormous. What does the verse say? Verse number 20. What does it say? Proverbs 28:20. What does it say? There you go. The results are enormous. Shall abound with blessings. Hey, guys, if I say you walk in the room today, I have this list. Would you like to sign up for abounding with blessings? Here, put your name right here. Can I tell you, you can put your name on the list, but it's not by you signing it. It's not by you giving me some credit card number. You know what it is? It's by you being faithful. God says a faithful man shall abound with blessings. You say, well, I don't see that being a big deal. Abound means to overflow. To overflow. And notice that word before abound. What is it? What's the word before abound?
Shall.
That's a promise. So if I'm faithful, if I'm doing my job, if I have a heart that's right before God, if I keep the sin out the best I can in my life and I'm faithful, week after week, day after day, I'm faithful. I'm doing what God has called me to do. I'm faithful. I'm not perfect. I make my mistakes, but I get back up. I'm faithful. I keep doing it. Hey, guys, that person, God guarantees that he will overflow with blessings toward that person. Who doesn't want that? Can I tell you why a lot of people don't get it? Because it's hard to be faithful. It's a challenge to be faithful. And because of that, that deters them. Guys, be faithful. Be faithful. Listen, if you've had a good segment of your life where you've done pretty good, can I challenge you? Get back to it. Get back to it. The results are enormous. Hey, guys, can I tell you it's underrated to be faithful? It's underrated. But, man, it's so good if you are faithful. Hey, you may not be popular. Everybody may not know your name, but the results are enormous. Listen, what you pour your life into by being faithful. By the way, guys, that shows your priorities. If you do something on a daily basis, it shows that you care. It shows that you're real and that you're putting forth effort. And it shows what's important to you. Nathan, I don't need to go to your family and say, hey, the bus ministry and reaching people, was that important to Brother Chuck? That would be a stupid question, right? Because his actions proved it. Day after day, week after week, he was faithful. It proved what he poured his life into of his priority. And guys, it proves your love. Listen, you say you love the Lord. Listen, guys, we have a lot of guys. Yeah, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I'm thankful that he died on the cross for me. And we are thankful that he died on the cross for us. You know what? But if you really love him, get to work. Serve him. Do something for him. Listen, I'm not trying to beat anybody up, and I'm not trying to bash anybody, but listen to me. If you love the Lord, be faithful to church. Be faithful to church. Listen, unless you're at home sick and dying, be in church. Be here, be here, be here. Listen, guys, it's like pulling teeth to get people to come to church. And we say that we love the Lord? Come on now, step it up. If we love the Lord, let's read our Bibles faithfully. If we love the Lord, let's pray. If we love the Lord, let's invite other people. Even if they don't respond, let's do what we can. Let's be faithful. The results are enormous. It proves your love moment by moment, day by day. And guys, God promises the person that pours their life into this, that proves their love for me, God will provide for that person lavishly. Now, does that mean you'll be the richest man in the world and the next Elon Musk and all that? No. Jeff Bezos? No, that's not what it's saying. But you know what? God will take care of your needs. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You put God first, guys. Listen, this is what the Bible says. You put God first, God will take care of you. And guys, I've lived to be able to attest to that. Proverbs 10:22 says this, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The things of God, he gives them to you. You can enjoy them. And guys, there's no downside to them. There's no strings attached. There's no, you know, those pills, those commercials for the pills online. You know, once I took this pill, I could finally move my arm after all these years. And then at the end of the commercial, this pill may also cause cancer, heart disease. You know, you may die in the next 3 seconds. And you're like, huh? Just so I can move my arm a little better? Like, it's not worth it. Guys, I heard one of them that says, if you have any loss in sight or hearing, contact your physician. You know what that's saying? If you go blind or deaf, you may want to talk to your doctor. And I'm thinking, how would I hear or see him? How would I communicate my problem to him? Listen, this will be an issue. Are you kidding me? That's not the blessings of God. God's blessings, he gives you these things, guys, and you don't have to feel bad about it. You don't have to feel guilty about it. The pleasure of the world, it turns rotten on you when the consequences show up. Mm-hmm. The pleasure that comes from God, you can enjoy it. And guys, there's no downside. There's no negative side effects. Listen, you be faithful. Listen, as I said, all these men in the Bible, Moses, David, Daniel, Abraham, Paul, God himself is called faithful many times. He's the faithful God. Listen, guys, this is what we're looking for. You know what we're looking for? Faithful men that we can pass these things on to, that you will teach others also. And guys, when we die, you know what we all want to hear when we get to heaven? Well done, thou good and what? Faithful servant. Hey, guys, this is a simple statement, but I'm going to say it and get you out of here. If you ain't faithful now, don't expect to hear it up there. There's no magic pixie dust that you walk through in heaven and, oh, God, you were faithful even though you didn't come to church half the time. No, I'm sorry. The rules don't change. Be faithful now. This is your chance. This is your opportunity, young man. Be faithful. Be faithful. Listen. You don't have to know everything in the Bible. You don't have to be the smartest guy. You don't have to be the most talented. You don't need to be the best preacher in this room. Be faithful. God says, a faithful man, I will shower him with my blessings. He will overflow with the blessings of God. You want the blessed family in the future? You want God to help you and provide what you need through the ups and downs in life? Guys, it's right there. It's right there. It doesn't say... For the best preacher in the room, they shall abound with blessings. For the most talented guy in the teen boys walk-to-walk class, you are, but no. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Hey, guys, any one of us can do that. Will you be faithful? I want to be a faithful man. How about you? Let's bow our head and close our eyes. Lord, thank you for today.